Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The Palestinian Authority's agencies and their thugs arrest student Saif Abu'l-Hawa. The Palestinian Authority, subservient to the Jews, arrested student Saif Abu'l-Hawa as he left Beit Lahem University on Tuesday, December 9, 2025, using treacherous thugs and then a force from the PA security apparatus in a scene that reflects the PA's thuggery and intimidation tactics against the Palestinian people. They are deterred by neither deen nor law, nor even the sanctity of the university from which Saif emerged. He was then brought before the court on Thursday, where the judge extended his detention for 15 days, despite him not having committed any crime. His only offense was stating a hukum shari'i that Muslims are not permitted to participate in Christian holiday celebrations. What crime has he committed that has caused such an uproar from the Palestinian Authority? Did Saif sell out Palestine as the PLO did? Did Saif engage in security coordination with the Jews, killing and murdering the people of Palestine for their sake, as the Palestinian Authority security forces did? Did Saif betray land to the Jews as the corrupt officials of the PA did? Did Saif deny the stipend allocated to families of martyrs and prisoners, or insult and curse the resistance fighters as the head of the PA did? Did Saif allow women's organizations in our country to attack our deen and values and criticize Islamic rulings? Did Saif include feminists in drafting the interim constitution to appease the West and the East, and so on and so forth? Who should be arrested? Who should be brought to justice? If only the Palestinian Authority and its security apparatus had shown such zeal when the Jews desecrated Al-Aqsa Mosque day and night, desecration that didn't even prompt the PA to halt its coordination with the Jews. If only the PA had shown such zeal when the Ibrahimi Mosque was being converted into a synagogue. If only the authority had shown such zeal when the people of Gaza were being brutalized by the Jews day and night. If only the PA had shown such zeal when the refugee camps in the West Bank were being destroyed and their inhabitants expelled right under the noses of the PA and its security forces. If only the PA security forces had shown such zeal when settlers were attacking villages and cities, killing people, uprooting trees, slaughtering livestock, and scorching the green earth. All of this was met with a silence akin to that of the grave, save for condemnation or calls for resistance, calls the PA seems utterly clueless about. What kind of, quote, lions are you when it comes to the people of Palestine in its youth, unjustly attacking them? And what kind of sheep are you when it comes to protecting the people of Palestine, its women and its children? While the kidnapping of Saif in front of Beit Lahem University is a crime for which the Palestinian Authority, its security apparatus, thugs and henchmen bear responsibility, this does not absolve the university of its responsibility, as one of its students was abducted right on its threshold. The university has a responsibility to defend him and stand up to the PA, which is encroaching upon the rights of the people of Palestine and the universities. It is unacceptable for the university to remain silent, thus fostering a climate of aggression against university students. In conclusion, an authority that has nothing left to offer the Jews, who trample its dignity back and forth, and which is shrouded in humiliation until it's completely covered, and is drowning in subservience to the Jews and the West up to its ears, would be better off, along with its security apparatus and its henchmen, if it would simply lift its hands from the people of Palestine and the da'wah carriers there. For those whose connection is to the rope of Allah are not equal to those whose ties are bound by the approval of the kafir disbeliever, and are about to sever them, only to be held severely accountable by the ummah in this world, and then return to their Lord to suffer a terrible punishment. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَا اكْتَسَبُوا فَقَدْ احْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. As for those who abuse believing men and women unjustifiably, they will definitely bear the guilt of slander and blatant sin. Al-Ahzab 58. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the Blessed Land, Palestine.